Welcome to Maseches Makos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Beis, Chapter 3, Mishnah 12. The Mishnah begins. Ketzad Malkin, I say. How did they actually give lashes to a fellow that deserved Malkus? Koifes, they would tie shtei yad of his two hands, al ha'amud, on a post of wood. That means there was a large post of wood that was stuck into the ground that approximately reached the area of his chest, and he would be bent over it, and they would tie his two hands, each one on the side of this post, helech v'helech on each side of the post. V'chazan ha'knesses, the attendant of Bezdin, oiches b'begadav, he would take hold of the fellow's clothing in order to remove his shirt. Im nikru nikru, im nifrimu nifrimu, if they tore at the seam, they tore at the seam. If they just tore into shreds, they tore into shreds. Achu megaz libay, until the fellow's heart was revealed. That means he wasn't wearing a shirt anymore. V'ena nesuna me'achareth, and there was like a stone-like small platform behind the fellow that was receiving Malkus. Chazan HaKnesses, the attendant of Bezdin would stand on that stone so that he should be coming down with more force when he hits him. Ritzua shel egel biyadei, and there was a strap of calf skin in his hand. Kefula echa l'shnayim, b'shnayim l'arba. It was doubled over, one into two, and then two into four. Additionally, ushtei ritzuais oilis v'yardis, there were two thin straps horizontally on the whip of made out of the skin of a chamar, of a donkey, that would go up and down when the fellow was hit. So he'd get hit by the actual lash, you know, the lashes, the actual straps themselves, and then there was another, like, secondary strap that would hit the fellow as well. Now, why is it? Why is it that some of the straps are made out of egel, calf, and others are made out of chamar, out of donkey? So Mar teaches us that the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Yod asher koinehu, v'chamar evus balav, an ox knows who its master is, and a donkey understands who provides the trough, the food that it receives. However, Yisrael lo yada, says Hashem, the Jewish people didn't know me. Ami lo hisbainin, my Jewish people didn't reflect about me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let the one who recognizes, the chamar, the donkey, who recognizes the trough of its master, the shar, who knows who its master is, let them come and punish the fellow who refused to understand and acknowledge their master by sinning. See Mishnah Yagimel, Mishnah 13. Yada tefach, the handle of the strap that was used, the whip, was a tefach, approximately 10 centimeters. V'rachba tefach, and it was a tefach in width. V'reisha, and the head, the top of the strap of the whip, magasa pikreisai, was long enough to go over the fellow's shoulders all the way until his stomach. U'makoisai, and they would give him lashes, shlishim afanav, a third of the lashes on the fellow's chest. U'shtei yadais, and two-thirds of the lashes, so it comes out 26 of the malchus, Mila Acharav were given from the rear, a third on each of the shoulders, 13 on each shoulders. Veina Makos Elo Imri V'lo Yeshu, the fellow that was receiving lashes wasn't standing or sitting. Elo Muta, he was kind of bent over. Shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk, Vihi Pilei HaShoifet, the judge shall push him over, shall make him fall. V'amaka Maka B'yodo Yachas B'chol Koichai. And the fellow hitting, the Gemara explains, he would come down, start the lashes from behind him with two, and then he would come down using one hand and whip the fellow B'chol Koichai with all of his strength, and hopefully the fellow would receive the appropriate atonement for the lashes that he received. Wishing a fantastic Erev Shabbos and a wonderful Shabbos Kodesh.